This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. The extreme cold warnings have been dire. Limit outdoor exposure or risk frostbite in only a few minutes. And if you've ventured outside at all during the past couple of days, you know just how quickly the cold and the wind will cut through just about anything you're wearing. But these warnings aren't just for humans. Wisconsin Humane Society Executive Director Ann Reed says it should extend to our pets as well. She joined Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce over the phone to talk about how to protect pets from the risks of this current weather.
The dangerous frostbite is the main one. It's a significant danger for humans, and it's a significant danger for animals for the same reason. A very short time exposed to air and especially to ground this cold can be very harmful.
Obviously, Fido's got to do his business, so how exactly do you navigate that challenge when the weather is this cold and a short time of exposure can be really harmful?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing is it's okay to keep your animal indoors as much as possible. So if your dog is used to a long walk and you feel bad about cutting that short, don't feel bad. Really, just long enough to do what needs to be done and get back inside is just fine. It'll be warmer again by the end of the week, so it's not going to be a long time. Your cats should be indoors during this time, even if they normally go out. We advocate for not letting cats out generally, but especially now, whatever your normal habit is with your cat should be indoors during this time.
What kind of protection, what kind of steps can we take to protect our animals if we do need to bring them outside for that short period of time?
One of the biggest pieces of protection that you don't normally think of as protecting from cold is a leash. If you're not used to having your dog on a leash, most people walk their dog on leash in urban areas, but many don't. And this is a situation where even if your dog is really reliable and is going to walk right next to you, if something happens, this is not the day you want that to happen. So a leash, even if you don't normally use one. A coat, even if you don't normally use one. I have to say this winter is my first winter for a dog coat. And then my dog will now, if I'm ready to go out without it, will kind of look at the coat and look back at me. He wants that coat on. They sell boots that your dog can wear. Different dogs have different levels of tolerance for putting those on, but if your dog will tolerate them, actually the paw pads are among the most susceptible areas, so definitely consider those. And all of that will help, especially when you're starting from the idea that this is going to be as short a time outside as we can have.
Even for, you know, a dog like a husky, do they need a coat?
Sure. We're hearing a lot about, actually, we're getting so many questions about this today. And some people are saying, you know, my husky, my Malamute wants to go outside. You know, certainly not every dog has to have a coat. If you don't have a coat for your dog, whether it's a husky or a chihuahua, don't feel like you can't go outside until you get one. Just keep that walk short. And certainly let your dog be your guide. There are dogs who are built for colder weather, and then a coat might be less of a priority purchase for you.
Well, so if you have a dog or even a cat that's used to going outside and taking a long walk, how do you keep that animal from going stir crazy?
Sure. You know, even though it's going to be a fairly short cold spell, dogs especially need exercise, as we know. And so there are lots of ways to do that indoors. There's the classic throwing a ball and getting back. Somebody just posted on our Facebook page that they're going up and down their stairs with their dog, just getting their dog a little bit of exercise that way. There are lots of toys out there, some of which you can buy, some of which you can make. If you Google something like putting treats in a muffin tin and covering them up a little bit and having the dog find them, sort of brain toys that will keep your dog's brain occupied, if not body. If you and your dog are home today, lots of fun things to Google on sort of activities to do indoors with your dog.
So when we're taking our pets outside to do their business for that very short period of time, you mentioned taking the cue from the dog. Are there behaviors that they're going to demonstrate to show us they're absolutely ready to go in, even if they maybe haven't done what you came out to do, if you will.
Every dog is different, but a couple of key things. One is it's pretty easy to notice if a dog's paws are in pain. They'll start especially lifting maybe one paw up or trying not to put any paws down, almost like a little bit of a dance. And a lot of dogs just won't want to go with you. We'll start pulling back toward the house. You may find yourself in a situation where it will take several very short trips outside to get done what you used to get done in one. But especially watch for those paws on the ground and a sense of whether the paws themselves are in discomfort.
What should we do if we see another animal out?
A dog or cat outdoors today or tomorrow is in danger, and what we are recommending that people do for companion animals is to call that non-emergency number, whatever is the non-emergency number in your neighborhood, unless you feel like it is a truly life-threatening situation, in which case we are recommending that people call 911. We're also getting some questions where people have in their neighborhood cats especially who are always outside all the time. And is there some way that they can provide some sort of shelter for that cat if they don't want to call about it? And again, the internet really is a terrific source of ways to provide sort of warm or shelter for an animal that you know is outside, whether it's a cat or a raccoon. Straw and styrofoam coolers and things like that can make some great shelters for animals outdoors now, but not for your typically home animal. That animal should be indoors right now.
And that goes for dogs that you would typically keep outside, an outdoor dog?
Absolutely. Your outdoor dog should come in. There's no question about it. This is a really dangerous time, both for people and for animals, to be out.
Well, Ann Reed, thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Ann Reed is the executive director of the Wisconsin Humane Society. We heard her talk to Stephanie Lecce about how to protect your companion animal and how to help other pets found outdoors during this cold snap.